Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. And glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Have mercy on us, O Lord, for we have sinned against you. Show us, O Lord, your mercy, and grant us your salvation. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love. Turn your ear, O Lord, and give answer, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am faithful. Save the servant who trusts in you. You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord. for I cry to you all the day long. Give joy to your servant, O Lord, for to you I lift up my soul. You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love. O Lord, you are good and forgiving, full of love to all who call. Give heed, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my voice. You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love. In the day of stress, I will call, and surely you will reply. Among the gods, I am not like you, O Lord, nor work to compare with yours. You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love. All the nations shall come to adore you and glorify your name, O Lord. For you are great and do marvelous deeds, you who alone are God. You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love. Show me, Lord, your way, so that I may walk in your truth. Guide my heart to fear your name. You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever. For your love to me has been great. You have saved me from the depths of the grave. You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love. The proud have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. To you, they know he. God, are slow to anger, abounding in love. But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, O Lord, abounding in love and truth, turn and take pity on me. You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love. O give your strength to your servant, and save your handmaid's son. Show me a sign of your favor, that my foes may see to their shame that you console me and give me your help. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. God chose us to possess salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us in order that we might live together with him, whether we are alive or dead when he comes. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep. that awake, we may keep watch with Christ, asleep, rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep. Awake, we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep, rest in his peace. Well, thank you for joining us this evening, my friend. First, we would like to pray, as always, for the American Apostolic Old Catholic Church, for her clergy, her seminarians, her missions, her ministries, her members. We pray also for her communion partners and their clergy. This evening, we'd like to send special prayers out to one of our communion partners, our friend, Bishop Michael Beckett, and for his mother, for the repose of her soul. Her name is Helen, and she passed away yesterday morning. So we pray, Lord, for soul of Helen, that you would bring her swiftly into your presence and grant her eternal peace, and that you would console her family, Bishop Beckett, his brothers and sisters, and all of his family, for the loss of so great a woman. We also pray to you, Lord, that you would send vocations to the church so that we have more people, more priests, to pray and to serve those who love and serve you. We pray for those who are suffering abuse, either mental, physical, or emotional. We pray for those, Lord, who have lost their way and are still trying to find you. We pray for those whose marriages are in trouble, for those about to be married, for those who are about to be married again. We ask you to watch over families everywhere to help them get through difficult times so that they might enjoy life together in relationship as you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are a family in relationship. We pray also for all who are shut-ins, who live in prisons, whether those built by man or those of the body or mind. We pray for the sick, the suffering, the dying. We pray for children who are about to go to school next month. We especially pray for peace in our world. Do not leave us to our own devices, but help us see that in others we see you and ourselves. And for my Lord, I would like to pray for my children, Katie and Nathan, for my husband, Mark. Pray in thanksgiving for the gift of my marriage, which met its 18th anniversary yesterday. We pray for all of our clergy and their families, especially as summer travels occur. Lord, we ask you to hear the prayers of the family you have gathered together before you, both those spoken aloud and those we hold in the silence of our hearts. And we pray this as we pray all things through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Give our bodies restful sleep And let the work we have done today be sown for an eternal harvest. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Lord grant a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. And may Almighty God bless all of you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining us, our friends. We hope to see you tomorrow at the same time.
Per virgo.